From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. So many times Jesus cautions us about not so much the exterior performance of deeds and what we might do, but he's concerned more about the heart. Because the things we speak, the things we do, ultimately are rooted in what's in our heart. And it's with our heart that we live those two great commandments, to love God and love our neighbor. I was remembering a quote that came to my mind that said, basically, watch your thoughts because they become your words. And watch your words because they become your actions. And watch your actions because they become your habits. And watch your habits because they become your character. And as some complete it, watch your character because that becomes your destiny. I went to look to see, well, who first said this? And there's like a huge page of history going back to the 19th century as to who maybe said this first and with various kind of connections to different people. But I think we can see that Jesus is essentially saying the same thing today. Watch your words, because your words are what are going to become your actions. And then that's what we concern ourselves most with. But if you back that train up, if you see a person who's acting badly, well, they probably started speaking badly before they were acting and probably told themselves, well, you know, I'm not doing anything bad. They're just words. And probably before those bad words were coming out, there were probably bad thoughts, but people thought, yeah, they're just thoughts. What does it matter? And then all of a sudden they're spilling out in words. And so Jesus is kind of cautioning us today that we ought to pay attention to what's going on in our mind, in our heart. So many times people come to confession and they will confess that, well, I was having bad thoughts, and or I was feeling really angry, or I got really frustrated. And, you know, these are all feelings, these thoughts that come. And to some extent, we can't control how we feel or what thoughts come to our mind. What we can control, though, is what we do with those thoughts. Okay, so we get a feeling of anger. Well, maybe somebody really did something bad to us, and we ought to feel angry. All right, but what do we do with that then? Do we kind of stew on it and rehearse it over and over in our minds? Like, yeah, that person was bad to me, and I'm going to remember it every time I see them or every time I hear them, and it's just going to keep playing over and over. You know, when people come to confession, which by the way, I've been here for 3 weeks now. You do know that there's that little room in the back. I mean, I sit there from like 4:30 until 5. And so far in 3 weeks in both parishes, there have been no sinners. That's incredible. There's a miracle happening right here in Leavenworth County in that we've been preserved free from all sin. If that's not the case, try next week, 4:30. I'll be sitting back in a little room, which we call the confessional, and can help out with some of those things. But our thoughts, well, we do need to pay attention to them. But we shouldn't get too wrapped up in, I got frustrated, I got upset. All right, maybe something really upsetting happened. Because people bring to confession, I always say that the two most dangerous sins to confess are that I got angry or I got impatient. I think, well, those are pretty serious sins, Father. Why would it be bad to confess those? It's not bad to confess those sins, but I'm saying they're dangerous to confess because I would say probably 90% of the time, if someone is going to confess that they got angry or that they lost their patience, it's really that they want to tell me how bad their husband is and why it's okay that they got, Father, this is why I got angry, you know. And sometimes they have to say, look, confess your sins, not somebody else's. And, you know, because they'll go on, my husband did this and then that, and my wife did this and then she did that and then she did this. And, you know, like 5 minutes into confession, I have to be like, whoa, is there a sin of yours you want to confess here? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Father. So I got angry. Oh, okay. We got to it. But, I mean, you can see why I got angry. I mean, my husband, he's a terrible person. Okay. You know, so we get angry, we get frustrated, we lose our patience. Okay, and maybe to some extent those are things we need to confess. But what are we rehearsing in our head before that? And if we keep going over these little angers in our thoughts and we think, well, they're just my thoughts. I'm not saying anything bad to my spouse, or I'm not saying anything bad to my kids or to my friend. Well, if you keep rehearsing that over and over in your thoughts, eventually your thoughts become words. And that's where Jesus is talking, that it's from our heart that the mouth speaks. If we've got this dialogue going on in our mind with our person that we're mad at, and we're constantly saying, I'm mad at that person, I'm not going to say anything, but I'm really, really mad at that person. Well, eventually you're going to say something. It's going to come out, and it might just come out all at once. And that's when people just explode and everybody, like, I didn't even know you're mad at me. Well, I've been mad at you in my head for the last year and a half, and it just all came out right there in 10 seconds. That's what happens if we're not paying attention to our thoughts. They become our words eventually. And of course, we carry this on down the line, and if we keep talking about bad things, we keep using our tongue in a bad way, well, then eventually we start acting bad. Most people, before they do something bad, they talk about it. You know, if I'm going to do something sinful, I might talk it out first with other people and say, hey, why don't we go do this? Kids know this all the time. Hey, why don't we sneak off and do this? Or your mom really told you not to do that? Well, why don't we do this anyway? And you talk about it and you rehearse it. And eventually, if you keep talking that way, eventually you do it. And the problem with that is, of course, after you do one bad thing, well, it's easy to just keep doing more bad things. After all, we did it that one time and it didn't go too bad. Now, sometimes God is merciful and he allows us, when we do something bad, to just have terrible consequences. That's actually part of God's mercy, that he's trying to keep us from doing repeated actions that form a habit. Because doing something over and over forms a habit. And we think about bad habits all the time. If I think bad things, then I will say bad things, and eventually I will do bad things, and if I do bad things enough, then I form a bad habit. But it's also true on the good side of things. And that's really why God designed it this way. Because if we think good thoughts, then eventually we'll say good things. If our mind is always like, wow, praise God. Thank you, God. This is an awesome church you've made. And isn't it awesome that we get together here? And wow, what great people in St. Joseph of the Valley. And, you know, if we keep those kind of thoughts in our heads, then pretty soon you're going to see someone after Mass and it's just going to come tumbling out. Isn't it great to be here tonight? Like, wow, why did I say that? Well, if you're thinking good things over and over, eventually they just come out. And if you do it once, you're like, yeah, that felt pretty good. I like being a happy person. I think I'll keep talking that way. And pretty soon you start doing good things for other people. And then people think you're a little crazy because why is this person so happy? It's such an evil, ugly world. And this person is happy. Why? Well, because he's acting happy. And she keeps choosing to do something good in spite of all the evil. And pretty soon you build up a good habit. And those supernatural good habits repeated over and over, well, that we call virtue. If you ever wonder, well, what's a virtue? A virtue is a supernatural good habit, just as a vice is a supernatural bad habit. The truth is, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. And so if you're constantly doing negative, you're going to develop a vice, and you will become a very grumpy, kind of angry person that no one wants to be around because you're just not much fun. But if you practice happiness habitually, you build up a good habit, which we call virtue. So tonight, maybe kind of think, what kind of person are you? And at various times, either of us are on the side of this. No matter how good we think we get, at some point we say something comes out that we need to apologize for, we do something we shouldn't. Tonight, Jesus is just telling us, don't just look at the end result to say, man, I'm acting badly. Come to confession and you say, I did these things wrong. I'll often try to find out, well, okay, let's back the train up a little bit. How did you get to that point? And it turns out that we started compromising way earlier in the train. So today, maybe look at then not so much what you're doing. Look at your doing and then work it back to say, what's the root of that? That's that whole thing about the tree in the gospel. Good trees bear good fruit. So if you're getting bad fruit off your tree, well, look back at further down. What kind of roots do you have in that tree? Is it bitterness and hatred and anger and all these vicious things? Okay, if so, start there. Fix the root of the tree. Like people getting their gardens and everything ready when it comes spring, you got to do a lot of work so that eventually it bears good fruit. Well, we're in the middle of winter now, and we're going to get more snow. So I know it's hard to think about planting things and growing things. But maybe now is a good time in our hearts when we're so like closed in and cold Are we getting bitter? Are we getting frustrated? Are we getting angry with the people in our house because we're stuck inside? And okay, pay attention to our thoughts. That's really kind of the message today, because out of our heart, the heart speaks. And what we speak, well, those become our actions. And our actions become our habits, and our habits become our character, and our character becomes our destiny. If you want a good destiny, go all the way back to what's in your heart. Because as Jesus reminds us, from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks.